These are Records with Reed. From the Liberty Broadcasting System studios, Tom Reed here. And from the year 1957, these are Records with Reed. Ralph Lanigan and his orchestra with Penthouse Serenade, our theme on Records with Reed. And you've told me how much you enjoy when we do a show based on hit parade music of a particular year. So I thought on this program it would be fun to go back to the year of 1957 because musically it was an interesting mixture. We still had a lot of really good music from really the 40s and early 50s by a lot of the great standard artists. And then by 57, we had a lot of hits on the hit parade by the newer rock and roll artists, like Buddy Holly, for instance. So it's a very interesting musical year. And what did the average house cost in 1957? Would you have guessed $20,000? And what was the average income? $4,494. See what inflation does? You know, Nat King Cole's music, which was anything but rock and roll, was still doing very well in 1957 against the rock and roll artists like Elvis Presley. And one of his hits from the year 1957, we'll hear in just a moment. But let's listen to the rest of our theme, Penthouse Serenade with Ralph Lanigan. Nat King Cole, Send For Me.
When you want a true lover, send for me, send for me. You never want any other, send for me, send for me. I promise you, I'll be true, send for me, send for me. Anytime, just tell me your problems and find out, baby, I'll solve them. If you're late one morning, don't hurry. If you've got big trouble, don't worry, just depend on your friend. Send for me, send for me. A morning, noon, and night, in the early bright. Don't you fret, my pretty pet, I'm gonna treat you right. Don't you dare raise a hair, I'm gonna share your every care, anywhere, oh yeah. Send for me, I'll be there. Anything that upsets you, send for me, send for me. I'll be there to protect you. Wait and see, wait and see. Don't delay,
right way. Send for me.
Send for me.
It's gonna be twiddle-dee. Yes, sirree.
Now, that was sort of an example of how Nat King Cole was trying to compete in 1957. Obviously, a much more up-tempo song than what he had been recording, you know, in the early 50s. Mona Lisa, for instance. How much was a quart of milk in 1957? How about $1? And gas, what are we paying today? I know, close to $5 a gallon. 24 cents. Bread, a loaf of bread was 19 cents. And a can of Libby's peaches, 17 ounces, 25 cents. Swanson's TV dinner, 75 cents. And Vermont maple syrup, a 12-ounce bottle, was 33 cents. Here's an example of some of the popular artists that still did well in 57. This is Debbie Reynolds.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove. Tammy. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You would think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
Tammy, song from the movie, Debbie Reynolds. You know, it's interesting. The top albums in 57, they'd started making albums, but still in 57, there were an awful lot of singles, and they were primarily by 57 45s. The 78s had pretty much gone passé, were not being released by the record companies. The top albums of 1957 was the soundtrack of Around the World in 80 Days, the movie. Number two was Loving You by Elvis Presley. That was the second top-selling album. But number three was Love is the Thing by Nat King Cole. Then the Elvis Christmas album. And number five was an album by Ricky Nelson. An odd combination, because in 57 in Hit Parade, we had Elvis's Love Me, we had Frank Sinatra's Hey Jealous Lover, we had Fats Domino with Blueberry Hill, Frankie Lane's Moonlight Gambler, which we'll hear later. Pat Boone was very big in 1957 and on Hit Parade. But so was Tab Hunter and the Diamonds and Chuck Berry, Marty Robbins, and even Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra made the Hit Parade in 1957, along with Patti Page, the Coasters. And then, as we mentioned, people like Jerry Lee Lewis and Buddy Holly and the Crickets. And this song by the Four Coins. You'll remember this. Shangri-La.
Your kisses take me to Shangri-La. Each kiss is magic that makes my little world the Shangri-La. A land of bluebirds and fountains and nothing to do but cling to an angel that looks like you. And when you hold me, how warm you are. Be mine, my darling, and spend your life with me in
Coins, Shangri-La. You know, as a very young kid, I was playing some of these records in certainly the early 60s. And what's interesting is that stations sort of had to make a decision, because you really couldn't mix Nat King Cole, Frankie Lane, Tony Bennett, Pat Boone, the Ames Brothers, Perry Como, K-Star, you know, a lot of the great early 50s artists who were still recording and had hits in 57, but you really couldn't mix those with, you know, Fats Domino and Buddy Holly. I mean, you know, it's like if you're going to play classical music, light classical music, you've got to pretty much stick with light classical music. So you had the stations which became the top 40 stations, and they didn't play songs really like Shangri-La, even though it was on the Hit Parade. And they certainly didn't play a lot of the ballad-type songs by Nat King Cole or Pat Boone's April Love, which we'll hear, or Andy Williams, or even Frankie Lane. And yet they were also on the Hit Parade. So stations sort of made a choice. They either stayed with the standards, the great pop artists that they were playing in the 40s and early 50s, or they totally switched formats, dropped those artists, and became rock and roll stations. And frankly, the rock and roll stations for a while were the more successful. And that was the problem, you see, for a lot of the great artists, like Jerry Vale, Frankie Randall, Frank Sinatra, that really did a lot of great music in the 60s, but a lot of stations had switched over to rock and roll.
Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, we watch the sun set in the evening in a far and distant land. So here beneath sky's blue heaven, there's a place I must go. See the sun set in the evening with the only love I know. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command. Silver sands, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command. We watch the sun set in the evening, see the moon yellow and pale, watch the gauchos ride the pinos out across the pampas trail. Deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sands, there on the brink of love I kissed her and obeyed our heart's command.
You know, sort of interesting, the stations that first went the rock and roll direction when music started to change in about 55, they were generally the smaller, struggling station. And the big stations were still playing, you know, Frank Sinatra, Frankie Randall, Rosemary Clooney, Doris Day, Perry Como, Pat Boone. And the announcing style at those stations, because they were generally the big network affiliates, was, you know, more the relaxed style that I'm using today on Records with Reed. But it was a whole different style in many cases, small 1,000-watt daytimers. And they were playing none of what I just mentioned. They were playing, you know, the Fats Domino and the Buddy Holly and the Elvis Presley. And the announcing style on that was, you know, here's Buddy Holly, you know, one, two, three, you know, blah, 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 blah. those were the days.
Monkeys and the palm trees in the middle of an island. Plenty time to do some kissing, plenty time for lots of loving. I'm walking barefoot in the sand. Though there's no island at all, just a picture. My darling, how I wish we'd
two.
And that, of course, was Tony Bennett. You'll notice that even for those standard artists by 1957, their arrangements were different. They were trying to get a little bit of the sound of rock and roll without becoming rock and roll. It was an interesting musical year, interesting time. In economics, in 1957, the gross national product in the United States was $461 billion. Federal spending, $76 billion. The federal debt, way too high even then, was $272 billion. Unemployment, well over 10% now, was 4%. And how about a first-class stamp? 3 cents. 57 was a great year for Pat Boone, still going strong.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the time take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would ever be true, but somehow
saw Pat at the Sinatra Golf Tournament in February, and I'll tell you, Pat is a real patriot, and he's not afraid to speak out what he believes. I told him, I've got to get him on, it seems to me, and he said he'd be happy to do so. It's just a matter of schedules. Pat Boone. But you know, even with his songs in 57, you know, I was talking about how arrangements started to change. This had a little bit of that, you know, it was a ballad, but it had a little of that bebop, a rhythm in the background. That's what everybody thought they had to go to, with the exception of our next artist.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air,
Patti Page.
Quaint little villages here and there.
You're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Old Cape Cod, that old Cape Cod.
If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view,
You're sure
to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born.
If you spend an evening you want to stay, watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay,
you're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Tom Reed with Records with Reed on the Liberty Broadcasting System. That was Patti Page from 1957, Old Cape Cod. Beautiful song. Frankie Randall made a great recording of that, and of course, Jerry Vale did too. Wonderful song. What were some of the events of 1957? Well, I think it's interesting that by 57, there were 47 million TV sets in the United States in 39 million homes. So obviously, more than one TV in some homes. And what's interesting about that is TV stations, for the most part, really didn't come on the air until 53, generally the summer of 53. So TV in many cities had only been on the air for about 4 years. Seattle was a little different because they had one station that got on prior to the freeze in the late 1940s, and that was KRSC, Channel 5. Which was purchased and became King TV Channel 5. In 57, Berry Gordy Jr. invested $700 to found Motown Records, which was sort of a black artist label, but became very popular. Velcro, interestingly enough, was patented in 1957 by an inventor in Switzerland. And Greyhound inaugurated the "It's such a comfort to take the bus and leave the driving to us." These are the Ames Brothers. Melody D'Amour.
Melody D'Amour, take this song to my lover. Shoot, shoot, little bird, go and find my love. Melody D'Amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, sing my song of love.
Oh, tell her I will wait.
I will wait.
If she names a day, tell her that I care.
Oh, I care.
More than I can bear.
I can bear. For when we are apart, how it hurts my heart.
So fly, oh, fly away, and say that I hope and pray this love.
Melody D'Amour.
song to my lover. Shoo, shoo, little bird, go and find my love. Melody d'amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird, tell her of my love.
Her soul more than she could know.
For when we are apart, how it hurts my heart. So fly away and say that I hope and pray this lover's melody will bring her back to me. Melody d'amour, serenade at her window. Shoo, shoo, little bird.
James Brothers, big hit in 1957, Melody d'amour. Well, some of the other things that were going on in 1957 of interest, you know, I think it's fascinating that there were less than 3,000 AM radio stations on the air in 1957. There were only 530 FM stations, and most of those were either simulcasting their AM station or playing classical music. There were 471, even less, TV stations at that time. The Music Man, starring Robert Preston, opens on Broadway. And West Side Story, another big hit, which also became a movie, opened on Broadway. And Ever Ready produced AA-size alkaline batteries to use in personal transistor radios. That's when we saw the beginning of small radios you could carry around with you. And Jackie Robinson, perhaps the finest athlete of the century, announced his retirement from baseball. And oh yes, Elizabeth Taylor ended her second marriage to Michael Wilding and married her third husband, Mike Todd. Well, here's a big band, Jimmy Dorsey. And even he made it into the hit parade of 1957, along with the rock and roll, with a song, So Rare.
You are perfection. You're my
You know, some of the big bands were still touring the country and doing pretty well in the late 50s. And interestingly enough, in Las Vegas in 57, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet wed. And, you know, they still live there.
Dark moon, away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Because your light withdraws, is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high up in the sky, oh tell me why. Your splendor.
Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why.
Dark moon. What is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
Lost love.
Mortals have dreams of love's perfect scheme. Your splendor.
Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why.
Dark moon. What is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
Do you know the name of that vocalist? We think of her more as a television actress. Gail Storm, My Little Margie. Here's Perry Como.
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with the happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love will hold you round, round, round in your heart's a song with a brand new sound and your head go spinning round, round, round 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the oval moon going round and round in tune, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say,
find the ring
and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong your two hearts are bound, put it on the one you found, 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 for you know that this is really love. Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love you hold around, round, round in your heart's a song with a brand new sound and your head go spinning round, round, round 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the over moon going round and round in two, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say, find the ring and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong your two hearts are bound, put it on
the one you found, found, found. For you know that this is really love. Find the ring, put it on. For you know that this is really love, really love, really love.
Harry Como on records with Reed, Round and Round, a big hit for him in 1957. Can you imagine 1,000 computers were sold in 1957? And this is important, not one had a Windows operating system.
April love is for the very every star's a wishing star that shines for you. April love is all the seven wonders. One little kiss can tell you this is true. Sometimes an April day will suddenly bring showers, rain to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through. Don't let her run away. Sometimes an April day will suddenly to grow the flowers for her first bouquet. But April love can slip right through your fingers. So if she's the one, don't let her.
Big hit for Pat Boone, April Love. I wonder if they released that in April of 1957. I'll have to ask Pat that sometime. In 1957, what were people watching on television? They said, you know, in many cities, television had only been on the air for about 4 years. Well, new TV shows in 1957 included a lot of westerns. Wagon Train, Have Gun Will Travel, and Tales of Wells Fargo.
You tell me you love me, you say you'll be true, then you fly around with somebody new. But I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. You're treating me mean, you're making me cry. I've made up my mind to tell you goodbye, but I'm no good without you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the troubling kind, 'cause the honey drips from your sweet lips when tasting I'm out of my mind. I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm clipping your wings, you're flying us through, 'cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. Ooh, I'm crazy about you, you butterfly. you, you butterfly. I knew from the first time I kissed you that you were the trouble and kind. 'Cause the honey that drips from your sweet lips, one taste and I'm out of my mind. Ooh, I love you so much, I know what I'll do. I'm flipping your wings, you're flying us through. 'Cause I'm crazy about you, you butterfly.
I've got to tell you, that was recorded by an artist I've never heard of. He was called Charlie Gracie. I don't know if that was his real name or not. And that song was released in April of 1957 and did hit the hit parade. Never heard from him since. You know, Las Vegas was a great help in the late 50s to a lot of the standard artists. You know, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Frankie Randall, K-Star, you name it. Because while their record sales were down, and they weren't actually putting out that many records, Jerry Vale would be another good example, their careers continued full steam ahead because they got these wonderful engagements in Las Vegas. Here's one of the nicest guys, Frankie Lane.
You can gamble for matchsticks, you can gamble for gold. The stakes may be heavy or small, but if you haven't gambled for love and lost, then you haven't gambled at all. They call me the Moonlight Gambler. I've gambled for love and lost. When I gamble for love and it isn't in the cards, oh, what heartaches it can cost me. Win or lose, I'm a moonlight gambler. The stakes may be heavy or small, but if you haven't gambled for love and lost, then you haven't gambled at all. No, if you haven't gambled at all. So I'll gamble for love just as long as I live, till the day Lady Luck smiles at me. They call me the Moonlight Gambler.
Frankie Lane, unfortunately, he's not with us anymore, but I'll tell you, he was a real gentleman. Melinda and I met Frankie at the Puyallup Fair, I think was the first time. We went over to interview him, ended up having dinner with him, and then, you know, stayed in touch. He retired in San Diego, or near San Diego, and, you know, we would see him periodically in Southern California. What a nice man. Frankie Lane. Well, in 1957, Senator Joseph McCarthy died, a man much maligned at the time, but time has proved him accurate and correct on many of the issues which he brought up. Edsels were around in 1957, but not for long. The average American production worker was making $82.32 a week. At a Miami radio station, a new employee, Lawrence Harvey Ziegler, changed his stage name to Larry King. I know Larry, too. Haven't seen him recently, but interesting guy. Margarine sales took a lead over butter, and Better Homes and Gardens printed in 1957 its first microwave cooking article. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss K-Star, my heart reminds me.
I hear the sound of music, your favorite kind of music, and that reminds me, dear, of you. I see the summer roses, your favorite shade of roses, and that reminds me, too.
K-Star, I think, is about 80, 81 now, and she just performed this last month in Palm Springs. Hey, here's a 1957 extra. Remember they used to say that on the hit parade? Just a little bit of Frankie Randall. As time permits, on Records with Reed.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything's starting in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway.
Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. That was our extra from the 1960s. Frankie Randall. And he is coming to Spokane, I want to remind you.
The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine.
This is Tom Reed, Records with Reed. We've highlighted the year 1957. Hope you've enjoyed it.